311.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM, where we chat with the Barbados Fire Service. We hear fire prevention tips, safety tips, life safety tips, what's happening with the Barbados Fire Service, what's happening in our communities, and so, so much more. I am Crystal J. Paul. Hope you're having a wonderful Sunday so far and that you are ready to learn, to listen, to be entertained even, to be informed and educated. Today we have with us two officers. We have Fire and Life Safety Supervisor Inspectorate, Andrew Williams. I'm hoping I got that title correct, Officer Williams.
The words have just changed up a bit, but it's okay. Fire and Life Safety Inspectorate Supervisor.
Inspectorate Supervisor, yes. Thank you very much. Yeah. And Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer, Natasha Ford.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you ladies doing?
We're doing fine for now. It's just busy with lots of fires out there, but, you know, we still have to do what we have to do.
Right. And you're masking, continue to be masked up and doing your physical distancing and so on.
Yeah.
So we have to continue best as usual, right? Well, the children are on vacation right now. And it's a weird time, a funny time, a strange time, because, you know, when you're on vacation, you're looking forward to being at home, but they're at home all the time anyway, because they've been online. And I know that some children are looking forward to returning to school face-to-face come the 20th of April. But worst, you know, they're at home, and even more so, not having anything to do. There's no online school. It's the same environment. And so we need to, as parents and guardians, be making them aware of what they should be doing or what they should not be doing, because they're in the same environment. They're going to get bored. You know, that word, that five-letter B word that children like to use, I'm bored. You know, if they don't have anything to do. And so you want to be able to give them some tips today. Officer Williams.
Yes, certainly. And one question comes to mind. If a fire starts in your home, this is dealing with the children now, what would you do? And I ask that question again. If a fire starts in your home, what would you do? It's really important to practice and go through fire safety with for the parents. It's important to practice and go through fire safety with your children so that you will be prepared in the event that there is a fire. Practicing these tips and being prepared is not just for mommies and daddies in the home, but also for like daycare providers, nannies, babysitters, you name it, and the list goes on. You know, mommies, granddaddies, and grandmoms, those persons who take care of those children. And we should work together to teach these children of all ages about fire safety.
Agreed. And I appreciate the fact that you said granddaddies and grandmommies, etc., because, you know, in many households, there is maybe one parent that more so deals with certain aspects as it relates to the child. But when it comes to fire safety, how much would you say, or how would you advise both parents or both parties or all parents or guardians to be involved in this activity? How important is it?
Well, I would say it took a mother and a father to make that child. Mommy can make it alone. Daddy could not make that child alone. And if we want to see that child reach adulthood, I think the worst fear for most parents is your child passing before you do. Most of us, when we sit down and we think about life, we would like to be the ones going on, even if we leave the children. We don't want to be thinking about burying our young ones. Now, if that is the case, I would say to you, as much as you consider oxygen to be essential to life, you should consider fire safety to be also essential to your home and to life. Now, if your child makes a mistake, and when it comes to fire, we do not know how it is going to go. There are so many factors that we have to take into consideration. That child could just be, as you said, bored, and that's another story all by itself. I don't know how children can say they're bored and have so many gadgets, so many things out there that they can do. But let's step back onto the point. We need as parents to recognize it's not just about feeding a child, giving the child food and giving a child clothing and giving that child gadgets. We also need to ensure that the child is safe, and safety around fire, safety with fire is paramount. We don't really think in terms, again, fire. It could be a number of other things that can happen. Parents need to sit down with children. And once you reinforce this as a parent, as teachers, as guest speakers, the children hear it. Mm. Once they see mommy and daddy's also doing their role, you know what? This is really serious. It's not just that the fireman came to our school, whether it be face-to-face or virtual, and spoke to us about this topic. But now I can see mommy and daddy, they're buying into it. I can see them checking down on their all fours. They're checking the electrical plugs to make sure everything is okay. They've made sure that the kettle, that you had a shortage and you had to play with it so that it heats up the water properly. They've now replaced that. They're thinking about me. So I'm seeing how much they love me because they're trying to safeguard me. I am their precious gem. Mm-hmm. I am their everything, and they don't want to see anything happen to me. So as parents, we need to recognize we don't just, it's not just about only having an education for that child, only putting the child in the latest clothing or buying the latest gadgets. But when you leave home, even if it's for 2 minutes, is it a case, you know what, did I leave the store before something happened? And John, well, you can't use John no more because the children got some names that met me going back to the But we need to recognize we have that part to play. And once we can assure the children, you know what, these are the things that we're supposed to be looking at. You are being their role model. So then they come along and they do the same thing as well when they reach manhood, womanhood. You know what? My parents looked out for me this way, so I'm going to do it now in return. When they have their little friends over, it'd be like, mommy and daddy does not like us to plug all of these gadgets into the electrical outlets. So therefore, you know what? Let mine charge first and then you will charge yours after. But we, the parents, as I said, we have a big role. We need to learn to lead by example.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Thank you so much for that. That's so true. Because, you know, daddy might leave it to mommy to deal with. But then when something happens, or if something happens, God forbid, the child is aware of what to do. But then daddy wasn't in on the plan. And then what happens? It's confusion in the time of emergency. Yeah. So. Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree that everybody should definitely be in on this plan. And there's no time like the present to understand what the plan is, to let the child know. Also, oh, I don't want to steal Officer Williams's thunder.
But, go ahead. I was just thinking along the lines of practice, practice, practice. The practice is the stop, drop, and roll method. You know, if your clothes catches fire, what would you do in the event that your clothes catches a fire? I wish I could demonstrate it for you, you know, but you would have to listen so carefully, very carefully to me right now. I don't know if Auntie Natasha wants to do a demonstration for us. Number one would be to stop whatever you're doing. You know, stop, you drop to the floor, and you roll and you roll and you roll from side to side to get that fire out. That is it, basically. You know, you stop, you drop, and you roll from side to side.
And I like how you said practice, because when you're actually in an emergency and there is a fire, then because you would have already practiced it, as in not just listen to it and like, okay, it's not just head knowledge, but you would have practiced it so you know immediately stop, drop, and roll. So that's good.
And the thing is, children learn by doing repetition.
Yes.
So once you keep them in the mode that they're doing it, if something happens, they're not like persons on television running all over the place like again we see in Hollywood. And children are watching a lot of television. So again, we don't want them to pick up on these ill practices. What is not recommended. They do that because they need to get discipline. And remember, those persons are paid to do those things. You, on the other hand, you're not paid. This is a real life scenario. This is a real life situation. There is no film crew around. So whatever happens at you, believe you me, there will be, if you are lucky, there will be a scare to show. If you're unlucky, they'll be standing over your grave and singing that old mournful song. What is, can't remember the tune, but the one that's meant you're crying.
There are a lot of them, but yeah.
I know, about one particular one. Something, who? Abide with me through all the changing scenes of life. No. That's not what we want.
Right. That's great. That's right. Yes, Officer Williams. Sorry.
If we do have, most of our homes are also equipped, well, mommies and daddies would buy these smoke detectors to detect any fires within the home. You know, and I believe that each child in the home should be prepared but be able to tell me what is a smoke detector, why is it installed, you know, just tell me something about it. So what mommies and daddies need to do, and grandparents and so on, they need to teach the children how to use the smoke alarms.
Teach the children. Okay, that's interesting. How would you say they go about doing that?
Well, for starters, one of the things that you can do is when you go there and you purchase the smoke alarm, when you bring it home, show the child. Now, this is what this is. This is a smoke alarm. It's supposed to sense if there's any smoke, and I'm doing this because I love you again. So I'm putting it in your room. If we have the luxury of having the child having their own room, then yes, you're putting it in the child's room, because we know once inside the room, the child has all the gadgets, they have a fan, and all of these things go into electrical components. And again, because mommy and daddy aren't pulling down the fan on a regular basis to clean the elements, mm-hmm. and we know how children like to keep a room, you think it's all cool. I remember I thought it was cool when I saw it on TV. I think it was Funky Brewster. Clothes used to be all over the place. And that was the bomb. And I wanted my room to look like that too. So it wasn't a clean thing at that point. I put my daughter listening. I wasn't going to clean anything at that point in time. And we thought that rocked. Now, later on in life, you learn that habit could have had a different consequence if fire had started within my room, because of how it was messy. Fire would have been able to spread more quickly. So thank God for protecting us, but we don't know how to protect ourselves. So that's why it's important. Parent, you as a parent, you buy the gadget, you talk to the child, this is the smoke alarm. It works off of a 9-volt battery. It senses if there's smoke coming from your room and it gives off this noise. It is supposed to be loud like this to wake you, to wake mommy and daddy in the next room, so that we can come in and check on you and get you out as quickly as possible if anything is happening in there.
Would you say there's any particular position inside a child's room that the smoke alarm should be?
I would say to you, wherever you have electricals, heavy electricals, where you're going to place it. You don't want to place it up by the bed where there's no electrical up there. The child doesn't have the fan or the games or whatever plugged in. Because from the time that the smoke starts, if something happens and smoke starts to rise, what the smoke does is that it rises and then it will cover the entire ceiling, the space up above, before it starts to come down. So you want it in an area where if something happens, it picks up on it as soon as possible to give you that early warning. You don't want to have it too low down on the wall that it has to cover all the space, and then when it starts to come down, to layer down, that is when it's now picking it up. Because mind you, again, fire doubles in size every 30 seconds. We don't want that to be happening. So most, what we would say to you, try to avoid like corners. If you're going to put it, best place is on the ceiling. But if it is a case that you cannot reach the ceiling, for persons, if you're going to put it along the wall, make sure it is at least 4 to 6 inches away from the ceiling. You don't want it in a pocket where the smoke will not be able to get to it. So it's not just a case of just buying it and saying, look, simmer there.
Right.
That's where the stop, drop, and roll technique comes in, just in case the fire, the smoke comes down, because, you know, the smoke tends to descend after a while. Right. And that's where the stop, drop, and roll comes in. That's where you